This
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Peace and blessings be upon you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome once again to For a Better Life, where timeless wisdom lights the path through the challenges of everyday life. This is Nahid having the honor of hosting you, and let me begin with a story from the beloved Persian poet, Sa'di. In one of his reflections, Sa'di tells of two travelers crossing a vast desert. One was young and strong, eager to reach the destination before sunset, and the other was older, walking more slowly, his strength fading with every step. As the sun climbed higher and the heat became unbearable, the younger traveler found himself faced with a choice. He could continue alone and arrive safely before nightfall, or he could slow his pace, share his water, and help his companion. He chose the second path. When they finally reached the destination long after sunset, someone asked the younger traveler, "Wasn't it difficult to sacrifice your own comfort?" He smiled and replied, "A road becomes shorter when hearts walk together." How beautiful those words are. Perhaps the greatest gift we can offer another human being is not money, advice, or even solutions. Sometimes the greatest gift is simply refusing to let them walk through hardship alone. Dear listeners, life was never meant to be a journey of isolation. Every one of us, sooner or later, will face a season of difficulty, a season of illness, grief, a season of financial struggle, a season of disappointment, a season where the road ahead seems uncertain. During those moments, something remarkable happens. We often forget the words people said. We forget the details of their advice. But we never forget those who stayed beside us. The Holy Book of Quran beautifully reminded us that believers are more than individuals who happen to share the same faith. Allah says the believers are but brothers. Notice that Allah does not describe believers merely as neighbors or acquaintances or members of the same community. He calls us brothers and sisters, a family. And what does a healthy family do when one member suffers? It gathers. It supports. It shares the burden. No loving family says your pain is your problem. Instead, they quietly say, "We will carry this together." Imam Sadiq alayhi salam had said, "The believer is the brother of another believer. He is his eye, his guide, and his support." Support. What a powerful word. Support does not always remove hardship, but it often gives people the strength to endure it. Think about the most difficult moment of your own life. Perhaps someone sat beside your hospital bed. Perhaps a friend called when everyone else became silent. Perhaps a teacher encouraged you when you were ready to give up. Perhaps a parent simply listened without judgment. Those moments became unforgettable because they remind us that compassion is often more healing than answers. Sa'di expressed this truth in one of the most famous poems in Persian literature. Human beings are members of one body, created from the same essence. When one limb is afflicted with pain, the others cannot remain at ease. For centuries, these words have crossed borders, languages, and cultures because they speak to something deeply human. We are connected. Whether we acknowledge it or not, want it or not, like it or not, another person's suffering affects the health of our community. A society where people ignore one another's pain eventually becomes a lonely society. But a society where people carry one another's burdens becomes a place where hope survives. Dear friends, one of the greatest misunderstandings is believing that helping others always requires extraordinary sacrifice. Sometimes it begins with something much smaller, a phone call, a visit, a sincere prayer, preparing a meal for someone going through hardship, offering a ride, listening without rushing to speak, simply saying, "I'm here if you need me." These small acts may seem ordinary, Yet, to someone carrying a heavy burden, they can become unforgettable. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam taught that Allah continues to help his servants as long as that servant helps his brother or sister in faith. What a promise! When we become a source of comfort for others, Allah becomes our source of comfort. When we ease another person's burden, Allah eases ours. Perhaps this is one of the hidden secrets of kindness. It never travels in only one direction.
Sadi Shirazi, man of grace, ink and wander in one place. He taught the heart to bend and see, kindness walking quietly. Sadi Shirazi, wise and true, your words still bloom in me and you. Sadi Shirazi, gentle flame, poetry lives inside your name.
So my friends, there is another side to this lesson. Sometimes we are the ones who need help. And strangely, many of us find that difficult. We hesitate to ask. We fear becoming a burden. We tell ourselves, I should handle this alone. But Islam teaches us balance. Just as there is dignity in helping others, there's humility in allowing others to help. Even the strongest trees depend upon rain. Even rivers are fed by smaller streams. No one was created to be completely self-sufficient. Allah created us to need one another. Not because we are weak, but because relationships themselves are among His greatest blessings. Imam Ali alayhi salam once advised, "The true friend is the one who stands beside you in times of hardship." Hardship reveals what comfort often hides. It reveals sincere friendship. It reveals genuine love. It reveals fruitful communities. Anyone can celebrate with us when life is easy, but those who remain when life becomes difficult, those are the people sent to us as gifts from Allah. Perhaps that is why trials, painful as they may be, often introduce us to the finest people we will ever know. Dear friends, maybe today someone listening feels alone. Perhaps you're carrying a burden no one else knows about it. If that is you, remember this. You do not become weaker by allowing others to stand beside you. And if you know someone who is struggling, please don't wait for the perfect words. Most hurting hearts are not looking for perfect speeches. They are simply hoping that someone will stay. Sometimes presence speaks louder than advice. Sometimes silence shared with compassion heals more deeply than a thousand explanations. As we come to the end of today's reflection, let us remember that Allah did not create us to journey through life as isolated travelers. He placed parents, friends, teachers, spouses, neighbors, and communities around us so that when our heart grows tired, another heart can help carry the weight. Sa'di reminds us that the road becomes easier when people walk together. The Holy Book of Quran reminds us that believers are one family. And Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam remind us that supporting one another is not merely an act of kindness, it's an act of worship. So today, let us leave with one simple question. Whose burden can I help make a little lighter this week? Perhaps you cannot solve all of their problems, but maybe your presence will remind them that they do not have to face those problems alone. And the same thing will happen to us. If we just imagine that we're in hardship, or even most of us are, we are already facing challenges in our own personal lives. So if we imagine that we're alone on this way, it looks heavier and harder. But our religion, Islam, is teaching us that we can stand by each other. We can find a friend whom we trust and with whom we can share our problems. And in this way, in the most Islamic way, as recommended in the Holy Book of Quran, as we started today's episode with, we are indeed brothers and sisters. So if I know a friend with whom I can share the problems, then what's better than having this burden on my shoulder, but looking at some kind eyes just looking at me and supporting me? May Allah make us among those who comfort the brokenhearted, strengthen the weary, and become a source of mercy for everyone we meet. Until we meet again and for a better life, may your heart never lose hope. May your hands always be ready to help. And may you always find companions who walk beside you through every storm.
From old Shiraz, he left a light. A tender guide through wrong and right. He sang of love, of loss, of care, and found the human everywhere. Sadi Shirazi, wise and true, your words still bloom in me and you. Sadi Shirazi, gentle flame, poetry lives inside your.